101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
That brings us to our garden talk this morning. And let me introduce you to our garden expert and what do they call them? Anyway, person, expert in garden things, the horticulturalist. He is a foodie. He can cook like no one can. And he also has done ballet the classical way. Good morning, and welcome, Mornay Fauhammer.
A very good morning to you, Otto.
Mornay, I'm following this woman on Instagram, and she loves posting from her garden. And recently she posted this beautiful picture of a blossoming bougainvillea. You almost don't see a green leaf. It's just this patch of red. And I was wondering, because my bougainvillea does not look like that, how on earth will I get that right?
A brilliant question on this morning. Interestingly enough, bougainvilleas, named after a French naval commander, as a matter of fact, Louis Antoine de Bougainville. And he circumnavigated the globe in the 1760, thereabout, if I remember correctly. And it was first discovered in Brazil and named after him. So the secret with bougainvilleas in your garden, to get the bracts, and what you are seeing as flowers are actually bracts, which are modified leaves. The flowers are very small and insignificant, so that coloring is created predominantly when the plant is put under water stress. So when you find a bougainvillea which is lush and has lots of green color showing, it means that it's actually getting too much water. What you need to do is you need to cut back on your watering of the plant, and you need to put it under a little bit of stress. And at that stage, that's when the colors just go absolutely crazy, and you get that full foliage flush on it, which brings the colors through.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, so I need to cut back on water. What if my bougainvillea is settled? It's got its access to water. I'm not giving it extra water. I mean, is that just something, is there somehow a way to control that in some way?
If it's not under irrigation, then it's going to be very, very difficult. But one of the things that you can do, strangely enough, is start giving it slightly more water over a period of time. And then what you do is then you cut it off from that supply. So as with, it sounds a little bit cool,
rude,
but all plants have this ability to adapt to their environment. So as you give it more, it gets to a point where it says, "Ooh, I'm really comfortable now," and then you cut the supply off, and then you will just see a flush of bracts like you cannot believe.
Okay.
And obviously, bougainvilleas also have different growth habits, and it's very important to remember that. So you have a situation where you think all bougainvilleas are equal in terms of the way that they grow. It's not like that as well. We have ground cover bougainvilleas, which spread and are relatively short, like tropical rainbow is a very good example of that. A dark purple bracts with almost a variegated type of foliage, but it grows flat. And then we have bush-forming bougainvilleas, and then we have ones which act as climbers. And I have seen them growing up into trees 5-6, up to 8 meters high. So they are very adept at very different types of growth habits, and one must take that into consideration when selecting one.
Yeah, there's something else I want to know, but we're going to go to a quick break, a music break. The bougainvilleas have, they are known for their incredible thorns, and I want to know from you when we come back, how has no one ever breeded that out?
In fondo all'ora. bella fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro, lì anche la notte è meno sola. Io sogno l'anime che sarà sempre
Nella Fantasia, music by Ennio Morricone, and was performed there by a group called Cortez. We're talking to Mone Falhamamone. My question was to you about bougainvilleas. They are known for their incredible thorns. How has no one ever bred that out of them?
Well, they're never going to breed it out completely, but there are certain varieties which have smaller thorns. So those which have been bred to be sort of more compact and more, tighter in their growth habit, like the Bambino range, which makes wonderful pot plant varieties, have much smaller thorns. But you must remember that in nature, the thorn is actually there, because if you look very carefully on the stem of a bougainvillea, the thorn actually grows downwards, so it's there to help the plant actually hook on to other things, because they are by nature climbers. Mm-hmm. So instead of actually having tendrils which will wrap around, the thorn helps it to anchor onto another plant, another tree, to be able to grow up in the sunlight. Because as you just heard, they naturally come from Brazil, and in those areas they are always fighting for height to get to the sunlight in their natural environments, and that's why they have those very, very long thorns. But there are varieties out there which are not thornless, but have much smaller thorns, which is much easier to prune. Because one of the things you do need, if you go in and you are pruning a bougainvillea, here's a very good tip, very good garden gloves, and rather used a long-handled lopper than a secateur. A lopper is basically a secateur which has got very long handles, and it allows you a little bit of distance between you and the plant and the thorns to do the pruning.
I'm glad you're mentioning pruning, because this is also a very big question, is if with a nice blooms in mind, what is the best way then to prune a bougainvillea?
Best time to prune a bougainvillea is in the autumn months, because it encourages growth after that, which is exactly what you want. You can, if you and out of necessity, if it's growing in a certain direction, you can lightly prune back during any time of the year. And that will be new growth, which is relatively young and supple and soft. So you can do light pruning right throughout the year. But if you are going to be doing heavy pruning, I would strongly recommend that you only do it in the autumn months of the year. Don't wait till deep winter, just before that, because that's the best time to do it. And then obviously bougainvilleas, although they are extremely tough and hardy plants, respond really well to feeding. So organic based, and now interestingly enough, although we say for flowers, normally a 315 type of formulation with a lot of potassium, because what you are looking for act in terms of the color is modified leaves, they actually respond really well to a high nitrogen based fertilizer. So a good pelletized chicken manure, hind-based nitrogen, organic fertilizer, they thrive on that.
Well, there you have it. Well, thank you very much, Morne. I certainly know what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Thanks very much, Morne. Morne will be back next weekend at about 7:40 here on the Classic Breakfast on Fine Music Radio.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.